Hey, Sister, I'm in.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for audio today?
I am.
We are back at you, and we want to talk about what our day was, and we got a good topic for you today as well.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm going to first talk to you about, I hope you're all doing well, by the way. I got a great accomplishment done today, Sister Amin.
I know, it's awesome.
Physical accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
I got all of our shocks put on the van today.
Praise God.
Four shocks put on the van today. I had to cut them off with a Sawzall, and it was quite effort. I praise the Lord I was able to do it. Sister Amin, does our van drive better now? Sister Amin said that her stomach would hurt because our van got a little bumpy because the shocks got bad. Now I got new shocks on. It only cost me $20. I had to buy two tools to get it done. It only cost me $20 to do this, and I called shops, and they wanted about $400 to put them on. I saved us a little bit of money.
You did. That's awesome.
Praise the Lord. He gave me the strength to do it. So I was thankful.
Yeah.
That was pretty much most of my day today. After we got going this morning, we found a park, and I was under the van all night or all day working on it, and I got it done. And while I was working on the van, I heard all this noise above me. Sister Amin, what were you doing up there?
I was tearing the van apart and reorganizing and repacking and things like that.
What did you do specifically?
I organized some of the food and pulled everything out from under the bed and repacked.
Refilled a bunch of your dry food good things.
Yeah, and then you kind of get an inventory type, what needs to be used and rotating and things like that.
What'd you do with the box we were moving around all the time?
We have this box, I call it the push-around box. And when we went to the Denton Bents, there was a whole string of them, and we ended up stocking up on, like, lots of healthy oatmeal bars and
some healthy chips,
foods. Yeah, and so the box was on the bed, and every night I have to put it on the counter, and there was a couple extra bags, and so I was able to figure out a way to get that all under the bed, too, so now I don't have to push it around. So
that's
just a big, great accomplishment.
Yeah,
it sounds like nothing if you live in a house, but it's pretty big when you live in a van.
We were both busy working today, and we're thankful for that, and we got it done, and then after we were done, right before dark, and we needed to get to a parking spot, we had to go and stop and do some errands, so we got some things done. I had to take some things back, and we got that done. We pulled into our, before I start, do you have anything else from today?
Oh, yeah, this morning there was a couple homeless women.
Oh, yeah.
By the area that we were, or on the same property that we were parked, they were coming through, and so I offered them a gospel card, gave it to them, and then was able to bless them with a little bit of food.
Right.
They were hungry. So,
Yeah, a lot of homeless around the area where we are, so we're always ministering to them. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it's quite a life they choose.
They choose it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, every time I see them, I think, and these are women. And we see a lot of women that do it too, you know. I mean,
we see women sleeping in their cars out here and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I guess I just think about how they do it in this world and how could a, you know,
they just do it.
Believers, how could we not,
you
know, be trusting in the Lord to look after us?
And, amen.
I mean, we do. That's why we're doing it.
Yep,
and
he
does look after us. So.
Yeah, so we got our things done, and we came to our night park spot, and Sister Amin was making me some dinner, and I saw this trailer come in, big, long trailer. He ended up telling me he's 46 feet long.
Oh, wow.
We're like 24. He's like 46 feet long. So I went out there, and it was some old guy, my age, 62, old guy. I said, you're old like me. He said, old are you? He said, 62. I said, I'm 61. He ended up taking up like five spots, and he said, they told me I could do it. I'm fine. And I was just standing there, and he was kind of parked crooked. And he told me he's a vet. He's been traveling across the country getting some medical treatment because he has pancreatic cancer. And so they're doing some stem cell. He's a veteran, and the different veteran places do different stem cell therapy, all this stuff. Well, I witnessed the gospel to him, and everything changed. Witnessed the gospel to him, told him what I do, told him about Christ, told him the good news, and he said, well, you're not going to like my religion. This guy looked like an old trucker. I've never met anybody like this. He goes, I'm a Wiccan. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, I'm a Wiccan. I said, you're talking about witchcraft. He goes, good stuff, white magic. And I said, there is no white magic. And he tried to say that ashes to ashes and dust to dust is a term that the Wiccans developed and the Bible stole it. And I said, the Bible is the oldest faith in the world. I said, in the beginning, God created. And he goes, nah, I don't believe that. Well, this is kind of interesting. He took my gospel card and then he asked me, he goes, would you help me back up? I can't see so good. Once he told me he was a Wiccan and he got pretty brazen about it. And he's like, oh, no, this and that. And I said, you know what? I said, I can't encourage or stand for that. I said, you need to repent. And I just turned around and walked away. And I think he was standing there thinking, I thought you were going to help me back up. I ain't helping some Wiccan back up his camper. Not going to do it. He's Antichrist. I won't even say Godspeed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's not like he had ears to hear.
No. I'm not helping. Oh, no. Uh-huh. Let him back up his own vehicle.
Yeah.
I loved him enough with the truth. He don't need my help backing up a vehicle.
You gave him the best help.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. So, yeah. So that was... That was kind of my day, and then we did jump online. Oh, no. I had a Bible study with a man that's a seeker, and it went really awesome. Him and I talked for about an hour. He took his kids to some playground area or something, and he talked for about an hour while they played, and we covered a lot of stuff. We covered the gospel, coming out of the world, and kind of excited for this man. If he lives up to what he's saying, he said he told his wife, I'm going to seek the kingdom of God, and nothing's going to stop me.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's and he how I was.
And he seems like a simple man. I like his attitude. He's simple about it. He sees God's word. He sees what it says. He says he wants to do it. So that was awesome. I got to talk to him. And then got on the phone with brothers right after that, and we covered a bunch of different topics. And so, yeah, it was awesome. That was pretty much our day. Sister Amin, what do you got? What do you want to share?
I wanted to go back to the man that you got to talk with, and I was just thinking back to when we met him.
Yeah, he met us out street preaching.
Yeah, religious music festival. Yep. All those people there claiming Christ, trying to get us out of there, trying to run us off.
Called the cops on us.
Controversial, being almost aggressive.
Yeah, by the way, we were at a gospel festival. Nobody wanted to talk about the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. And I talked to a woman, but she was kind of sneaky about trying to be pushing back against it, and here's this man that didn't look like he even fit in there.
Right. Rough looking guy.
Yeah. He's like what we used to be.
Yeah.
And wanting to hear and having ears to hear, we just rejoiced that day, and then to hear from him was even more rejoicing. And then today, what'd he say? I think I heard him say he's sitting on the floor with his Bible.
Yep. Yep.
While his children are doing or you know, playing or whatever it was that they
were doing.
He's got
four small children from seven down, so he's very busy.
Yeah.
But
I thought that was awesome, and he's paging through the Bible and just, I don't know, it was heartwarming.
Yeah. I remember the day we met him, there was a mocker in front of me, and he stepped in between me and the mocker and said, sir, why don't you just leave him alone?
Yeah.
Go on your way. And then he stood there for like 45 minutes listening, and him and I talked. So I was hoping I'd hear from him. Praise God, we did. A man very close to him died, and it kind of woke up, opened his eyes. And so, yep, him and I were studying the Word of God, so that was awesome. And I've almost forgot about this. We got an email today. Talk about, well, that man shows you street preaching works. We got an email today from a man who met us in his car. We were on the way to another preach. And he saw our gospel signs, and he was saying, amen, amen, out the passenger window by Sister Amin. He held up a little plaque he holds, gives out to people, John 3:16 plaque. And I said, we're street preachers. He goes, I just left my church. I know the churches are false. Man, I'd like to talk to you. Sister Amin stretched her arm out the passenger window. He stretched his arm out. She got him a gospel card. We figured, yeah, we'll never hear from him. He today emailed me, and him and I are starting to talk. So two people prove in one day, street preaching work, going out, doing the work of the ministry, people that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Did I say that right? Sometimes I say ears to see and eyes to say hear. People that have eyes to see and ears to hear, they reach out.
Yeah, they do.
And we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with all the people we reach that don't reach out.
That's what I was thinking. You know, we just see little bits of it.
Yeah.
Wow, can you imagine what's going on behind that we don't know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't live for it, and it's not why we do it all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the glory of God first, but that can be really encouraging.
And I told brother, can you imagine if everybody we preach to was contacting us for help, we wouldn't be out preaching.
Exactly. Maybe so God has other people watering.
Or God has them doing other things, studying, whatever. But God's got a purpose for all this. So that was pretty awesome. I was thankful to hear from this man. Looking forward to communicating with him. So
Yeah.
Good day. Good day.
Yeah, that's
Sister Amon, you got something for us. What do you got?
Well, here, hold on one sec. Where is it? I was looking up my verse, you know, the ending verse that I have.
Yep.
And I found one. It's got the word hold fast, the words hold fast in it. I'll read it at the end.
Yep.
And I'm going to use that topic the next time us sisters do our scripture sharing audio. And as I was reading in the passage there, I saw 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the spirit. And I looked up the word quench. I know what it is, but I love looking up the words because it just gives it deeper. Extinguish a fire or things on fire, to go out, to suppress, to stifle. Mm. And I was thinking how we don't want to walk in sin or even dabble with evil. Otherwise, we're going to quench the spirit and lose our light. And then, so I've mentioned it to you, and we came up with a list.
Yeah, let me just say right off the bat, this is more evidence that we're in a covenant, that God does something, and we have something to do. Christ did his work perfectly. We have to follow and obey. The Holy Spirit is placed in us to give us truth and convict us and teach us. We have to work with him because we could quench him. Right? Faith and works, the covenant, we have a part to do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
Yeah, so we got this list here. We just came up with a handful of them.
Yeah, read them and we'll talk about them real
quick.
Could
be a whole bunch of them, but here's what we got.
How you can quench the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, by walking in the flesh.
Walking in the flesh, that means you're seeking after sin or you're looking at things you shouldn't, doing things you shouldn't, and Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh.
Yeah. Not being led by the Spirit.
Yeah. So that's kind of the opposite. Instead of walking in the flesh and sinning, if you're not led by the Spirit, you won't witness to who you should, you won't be studying what you should, you won't be going into what ministry you should, and then God is not being glorified and people are not getting the truth.
Yeah,
James says to know, to him who knows to do good and doesn't do it, it's sin. That would be sinful.
Denying the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you talk about this and we hear it all the time. I don't feel convicted.
Yeah, people that want to run in their flesh, their feelings and the emotions, and when they think conviction is going to be something that they feel, but the Holy Spirit leads you to the word which will convict you of the truth.
Yep.
Of what it actually is. Yeah. And so people just, they kind of deny it. And a conviction could be something that even if you're new in the faith and you don't understand, like for women, head covering and dress. I was convicted about my dress before I even knew anything about all that. There was a conviction within me and I didn't deny it. I went searching after what that was. If I were to put that down, I might not have grown as fast.
Yeah, people follow a lot of feelings and traditions of men rather than conviction from the Word of God and the Spirit.
Yeah, right, exactly. Practicing partiality.
Yeah, practicing partiality. So in the body, we're supposed to love each other and treat each other equal. If we start treating individuals partial, we're going to stifle the Holy Spirit because Father God, the Father, does not like partiality. It's sinful to be partial, and that's going to squelch the Holy Spirit, being edified, everyone being taken care of, everyone being loved.
Yeah, and how about this? Practicing partiality with earthly family members that don't want the truth. And you hang around them, you spend your time on them, and you're not out doing what you should be. You're walking in the flesh, just like what we were just talking about the other ones. Okay, not studying and obeying the scriptures.
Yeah, so the Bible tells us we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will teach us all truth. If we're not scouring the scriptures for truth, how are we going to be spirit-led in the truth?
Right.
We'll squelch them.
Mm-hmm. And being idle.
Idle. You talk about this one.
Yeah, that would be, well, I guess what I would think about is if you're being idle, you're doing things probably that are of the world, and so you're walking in the flesh. Being idle would also be you're not searching the scriptures and you're not seeking after truth, so you're kind of quenching the Holy Spirit when you should be growing. You're not.
Yeah.
You're going to end up going backwards.
We just talked to a man that said he was idle. And his idleness led him to news, and news led him to sin.
Yeah, it's one little thing.
And that's quenching the Holy Spirit, because if you were following the Spirit, you wouldn't be there. You're quenching it, saying, no, Spirit, I'm going to go do this.
Right, and that's quenching the conviction, because we all know that right before we do something we shouldn't do,
amen,
the Holy Spirit's convicting us, and then you quench it and do it anyway.
Yep.
We don't want to do
that. Not good.
No, because... Yeah, because God might take some of that away if you keep doing it.
Yeah.
Another one is pride.
Yeah, pride is the original sin with Satan. So pride puffs us up, lifts us up, and causes us to not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, but follow our own intellect, intellectualism, our own strengths, our own talents, our own abilities, rather than relying on the Spirit and the Word, we're relying on ourselves.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if we rely on ourselves, we're going to have to rely on it for the payment of our sins.
Amen.
So we can't do that. Keeping false doctrine.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to follow Christ if you keep false doctrine? How can you follow the Spirit of truth while you keep a bunch of lies? We ask churchianity people that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at you and they're like, yeah, they don't have an answer for that.
They have no answer. Well, they have no truth.
They have no cloak for their sin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Practicing worldliness.
What do you think?
Oh, that would be, well, that would kind of go along with a lot of what we're talking about. Pride and vanity, paganism, like Christ Mass and Easter, all the holidays and entertainment, sports, politics, you get wrapped up in all that.
I just read John 3:19-21 to the brothers, and it's, if we're of Christ, we walk in the light. If we're of sin, we walk in the darkness. And there is nothing good that roams in the darkness. We must walk in the light. That's where we're convicted. That's where the Holy Spirit enlightens us. Darkness, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find the truth of God there. There's no dark in him.
No, he's the light.
Amen.
I like that. Idolatry.
Yeah, idolatry. So, yeah, you can bow down and worship little idols that you made. That's ultimately idolatry. But isn't there other kinds of idolatry, Sister Amin?
Yeah, brother did a audio or a teaching on it. Pet idolatry is one.
Yep.
It reminds me of Romans 1.
Yep, pet idolatry could be money idolatry, spouse idolatry, children idolatry.
Yep.
Anything you lift above God and his importance and love in your life is an idol.
Your self-idolatry, we were just talking about, intellectualism.
Yep.
And
it causes the Holy Spirit to not move in your life.
Yeah, right. Because if you think you're something and you're higher than God, well, how can the Holy Spirit move in somebody that's higher?
Yeah.
Or supposedly. How about this? Not losing your life and picking up the stake.
Yeah.
Or cross, as people know.
Yep. Yeah, not losing your life. So you're holding on to bits and pieces of your life. You're serving two masters. Jesus said we can't do that. Holy Spirit's not going to lead you if you're following parts of your life that are off limits to God. That's just, well, we did a study on that recently, autonomy. Oh, there's parts of my life I want to keep to myself. Not going to work. You're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. You're going to end up shipwrecking your faith.
Yeah, it reminds me of the women when I witnessed to them. And you get somebody who wants to talk, like this woman just the other day in the scooter chair. Give her a gospel card. I talked about this the other night. And she was really interested, wanting to talk, asking questions. And I went through quite a bit of stuff with her. And then it came around to, she mentioned something about the Torah. And I knew she was thinking about clothing. So I said, you know, I didn't even go into the details. I just said, you know, God does have in the New Testament commands for women to cover their head and cover themselves. And all of a sudden you could see she was about done with it.
Yep.
And she was really nice about it. But right there, she wasn't willing to lose
her life. The hill they die on.
Yeah, she's not willing to lose her life for that one little thing she could hang on to.
Pride
Maybe
and vanity.
More, but,
Pride and vanity is a strong, strong pull on people.
Yeah, it is.
They want to fit into the culture, not live holy for Christ.
Right. And here's one, not following Christ.
Yeah. Yep. We meet so many people say, I believe on him. I know he's the Savior, but they're not following, which means an allegiance to follow through repentance and obeying him.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't obey God, the Bible says in Acts 5, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
Obey him. Yeah. Here's one, like not forgiving others or not forgiving yourself.
Yeah. What do you think about that one? That quenches spirit?
Yeah, because what's happening, well, by not forgiving others, you're like, you got pride because you think you're better.
Right.
And a multitude of other issues within that. And then not forgiving yourself, well, you think you're better than God, because if God has forgiven you, if you've repented, you need to forgive yourself. You're probably looking back with your hand to the plow and you're not fit for the kingdom of God then.
Yeah.
So, you have to do that. You got to let it go and get moving on. Otherwise, you end up being idle.
Read that one again. What was that one?
It was not forgiving others and not forgiving yourself.
Yeah, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven.
Right, yeah.
That definitely affects the move of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Yeah, it does. How about love of money?
Yeah, love of money. It's the root of all kinds of evil. Money is talked about a lot in the scriptures because it's important in people's lives. Everybody needs it. You need to work. You need to buy things. We get it. But People make money an idol. People make money their goal. People make money their passion and their focus. And the Holy Spirit's not going to bless and honor and guide you if you're led away by the lust of mammon.
Can't serve two masters.
Nope.
You're going to love one or hate the other.
Amen.
Not loving your neighbor.
Yeah. The second command, second great command, love God is the number one.
I got that next.
Love your neighbor as
your both, yeah.
Love your neighbor as yourself. So we will be led by the Spirit to love our neighbors with the truth of the gospel and, of course, help them if they have a need. We're loving God by with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That was the second, the next one Sister Anne was going to do, loving mm-hmm. God. And the Spirit moves us to do the two great things. Jesus said, upon this, all the other commandments rest.
Yeah.
And so, if you're not loving God and not loving your neighbor, you're definitely not walking in the Spirit. You're quenching the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. How about not loving the brethren?
Yeah, John 13, Jesus said, by this the whole world will know you're my disciples, your love for each other. How's the Spirit going to move if we don't even love each other? John says, how can you say you love God you've never seen when you don't love your brother you have seen?
Right. And a lot of people think, like the churchianity people think, that kind of love is like, all hugs, and we see that all the time, don't we? When we stand outside a religious event,
yep.
I don't know if these people do this all the time, but all of a sudden, everybody's hugging.
Hugging, how you doing?
Yep. It's like they're making a big show.
It's a lot of fleshly love, but they don't love each other with the truth.
That's how you love the brethren, is yep. with the truth. And oftentimes, it's a truth that you have to wield with
the Bible says telling the truth in love. They remove the truth, and they just give a fleshly love.
Yeah, we don't walk in the flesh.
No.
No, huh? How about not edifying others on a regular basis, which kind of goes along with the love because
yeah.
it's part of it. Edifying, well, rebuking,
yeah, the Bible,
exhorting.
In Hebrews 3:13, it says, exhort each other daily, lest you be caught up in the deceitfulness of sin. So if you have brothers and sisters that you're united to, if you don't edify them every day, that's not the move of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would have you edifying them, lest they fall away into sin. So to be led of the Spirit means we edify, we encourage, we text, we call, we message, we email, we gather with. If you're not doing that, that is not a move of the Holy Spirit. That's working against the Holy Spirit.
Right. And two more. Not being generous or hospitable.
Yep. God loves a cheerful giver. Could be money, could be time, could be love, could be helping people, could be an edification. There's a lot of ways to give.
Yeah, and you know, the world does see kindness in people.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you look for ways to be kind for people, always with the gospel, because
yep.
that's the whole reason for it, but looking to help people, bless
yep.
people,
yep.
that's a wonderful thing. And here, we could have a whole bunch more, but we can end this with not enduring.
Not enduring, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Spirit of God gives us the ability to overcome, and we walk in the truth. And we get strength from him. And if we don't endure, we've taken our eyes off Christ, off the word, not following the Spirit. Because the Spirit, it says in Philippians 1:6, God who began a good work in you is going to complete it. He's going to keep doing his work. We turn away, we're denying the Holy Spirit. And then
right.
God can't complete the work in us. He's going to continue doing his work.
He's
but
faithful.
He needs us to be in unison, covenant, our will working with him.
Right, and just to whip another little one in there, not repenting, which kind of goes with not
yep.
enduring because you're turning away.
Yep.
I'll
yep.
stop, otherwise we'll keep
the
going.
The Holy Spirit is come to convict, to reprove. And if you're not repenting, you're not following the Holy Spirit because
definitely.
We all have things we need to repent and reprove of, to be reproved of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So
well, that's a good list. Yeah, those are good things to think about.
Yeah, we just came up with those really fast.
Being led by the Spirit proves we are the sons of God.
Yeah, I like that. And then I just have my scripture verse.
Go for it.
1 Thessalonians 5:21. It's one sentence and it says a whole lot. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And
I
so
like that.
That this is going to be, I think, one of the scriptures that I'll use in that I got notes made up for our one
holding
of our
fast.
Yeah.
Talk about enduring.
Yeah, improving
yeah.
all
Amen.
Things, which would be testing things.
Amen. I've got Galatians 5:18-23. But if ye be led of the Spirit, I knew you were doing that, so I looked this one up.
Oh, nice.
Ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, I also looked it up for this. The works of the flesh, let me start again. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. I just met a Wiccan. An old guy. He looked like an old truck driver. I've never met an old guy that's a Wiccan. You meet young people, you meet older women. I've never met an old Wiccan guy. He's like a male witch. You don't meet many of them.
Yeah.
Hatred, variance, emulation, strife, wrath, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such of which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. I like that.
Amen.
Walking in the Spirit. Look at the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. So I think we're going to leave it right there. You got anything else, Sister Raman?
No, I got a thought for the next one, though.
Oh, good.
From this one.
These themes. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be a rainy day, at least half the day. So who knows? We may go and hit a marketplace in the morning.
Yeah, let's see.
And hang out and work online and maybe share the gospel with some people.
We have a preach to get up that we're behind on yet.
We have a preach, the Palestinian preach.
Yeah.
The Palestinian protest preach. We got to get that up. Maybe we'll get that done. And
Palestinian protest preach. Is that the three P's?
Three P's. No.
No,
but,
not the
but
same
it
thing.
Is three P's that we street preach at.
Yeah.
There was people, place, and parking there. So.
Yeah, exactly.
We hope that this audio has edified you. And most of all, as all those points we laid out, we hope that you're walking and following the Spirit of God, not your flesh, not the culture, and not churchianity.
Yeah, don't quench or suppress or extinguish the Spirit.
I always tell men, if you start a fire and if you don't keep tending it, what happens? Goes out.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're doing your part in your life to keep the Holy Spirit active in your life by obeying, by studying, by listening, by convicting, by doing the works. And it's all just our reasonable service.
It is, yeah.
Amen. All right, we love you all. Strive on. Hope to come to you again tomorrow, maybe with some stories from the Gospel Road, some witnessing, maybe a revelation verse-by-verse study I should have done by then. Who knows what else will happen.
Yeah. Amen. And seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen. Love you all.
May God be praised.